From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, April 24th through Sunday, April 26th. I'm Philip Grant. Rick Carlin is reporting at Capitol Confidential that Governor Andrew M. Cuomo was questioned last week about news that school districts are likely to request delays in implementing the new teacher evaluation program. In response, Cuomo stressed the tests used in the evaluations don't affect students' grades. Cuomo said, and I quote, "The grades are meaningless to the students," end quote. The tests given in grades 3 through 8 in English and math are used to evaluate teacher effectiveness. Student scores can be compared at the start and the end of the school year to measure how much students have improved. The idea has enraged teachers, and it has also sparked a growing boycott, with parents saying their children are being stressed out by the exams. In fact, Cuomo said, for the next 5 years, the score does not count for students. Ryan Anglum is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Greene County Legislature decision to impose a one-year contract came as a shock to CSEA Local 820, Unit 7000. During its March meeting, the legislature overwhelmingly agreed to impose the settlement. At a meeting March 9th, the union agreed to the county's proposed terms on health insurance, but the two sides were still at odds over wage increases. CSEA alleges the talks ended for reasons only known to Greene County Administrator Sean Groden. The next thing the union knew was that the one-year contract was being imposed. CSE Capital Region President Kathy Garrison said, and I quote, "The county administrator has failed at his job," end quote. The union has been working without a contract since the end of 2012. The new major issues have been wages and a change in the health care. Legislators Vincent Seeley and Kevin Lennon, both of Catskill, were the lone dissenters on the settlement resolution. They told the paper that the contract negotiations were handled improperly, citing a failure by both sides to communicate effectively. The Associated Press reported 15 buffalo escaped from a farm in Skodak in Rensselaer County and were intentionally shot and killed in the town of Coymans on Friday, April 24th. According to a Bethlehem police spokesman, the decision was made after experts agreed tranquilizers would not be effective and no probable corrals or trailers could hold the animals. Thomas Gallagher, a Cornell Cooperative Extension large animal expert, said tranquilizers are not effective against buffalo because of their thick hides and doses need to be so high they are generally lethal. The story made the national news. Siobhan Barton reported in the Register-Star that the Mental Health Association of Columbia and Greene Counties has made application for an exemption from the Greenport Town Board for its 66-unit Greenport Gardens project. MHA is asking that it be allowed to proceed with the planned construction on Jocelyn Boulevard, despite a 9-month moratorium on site plan applications for construction in that area. Attorney Paul Freeman presented MHA's hardship application during a public hearing on Thursday, April 23rd, arguing the moratorium will cause the agency substantial economic hardship. The moratorium halts not only the Greenport Gardens development, but the expansion of the neighboring Jocelyn's Commons as well. The board must decide on the waiver application within 45 days and is expected to make that decision sometime in the middle of May. In our final story, Colby Hamilton reports at Capitol, New York, that Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is introducing legislation to expand online voter registration. The measure would permit all eligible voters nationwide to register online. The announcement was made by the New York Democrat at a news conference on Sunday, April 26, in Manhattan. The bill, entitled the Voter Registration Modernization Act, would create a national online voter registration system and require all states to allow eligible voters to register online and update their information electronically. As for the weather, the National Weather Service in Albany is predicting scattered showers for today, mainly after 10 a.m. The temperature high will be near 58 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 40%. On Monday night, scattered showers mainly before midnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 43. The chance of precipitation is 40% for Monday night. Forecast for the next 3 days: on Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 65 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 42. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 68. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 44. And on Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 64 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 43. Sunrise today was at 5:55 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:50 p.m. The length of the day, 13 hours and 55 minutes, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, April 27th, 2015. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.